Hello?
Yeah.
Okay, where were we both in our mind yesterday?
Rabbi Natam, I think?
Yeah.
So should I start from Venichal Rabbi Natam's own?
One second. Start from where?
Venichal Rabbi Natam's own? Which one do you have, Rabbi? Do you have the same one as we do?
I think so. It's on Daf Kuf Mem Aleph.
Yeah, right. So it's in that paragraph of the
Kashi.
Think of the Kashi like. I don't mean Perik Basu the Menachos. Harini Nazir Al Menasha Galeach with Beis Chonio. You Galeach with Mekdash. Then you Galeach with Beis Chonio. Yatsa. Mefreshinos. The Megamara. The Yahu Gavra Litzi Ure Nashe Kamekavin. Sagi Beis Chonio of Tarachla. Pirish. Vahavina Nazir. Vila Olo Tarachla.
Right.
Right. So Yatsa, I guess he's learning the same way. I mean Yatsa means that you're not a Nazir.
You're not a Nazir.
Right. Yeah, my. I mean, there is so many local based on you. I mean, Kara tonight bottle. Who may say Kayim? The Chalas Shem Naziris. Kamadol Maisi Kabanos of Lomas Kasher. So why not say the same thing? You did the Kabbalah's Naziris, and then there's a Tanai, but it's against Mashmash Torah, so that's it. So it should be knocked out. So you should be a Nazir.
Right. Same kasha.
Same kasha. Yikol Meimar, Shani Hosan, the Kisavar, Lav, Base of Adazara. Yikol Nasa Lashamayim. Yinu Masna Lakar of Manatoro, Shinu Miskavin Lakar.
Yeah, so what is he saying?
He also said no.
Pretty much, I think we interpreted this that way. That he's not mischaving Lako.
Right, he's just making a tully in the fact of whether or not that works, whether or not you're allowed to bring it in Beis Chonio. So he's not trying to create a change in the institution, he's just tullied on that fact, which he's not sure about.
He's not sure about that fact. Right, but if he were sure, if he owes the base of Odozara,
he's trying to do it anyways, then he's really trying to change the thing. It's not a good Tanai, and then just the Maisa would be Kayim.
That's correct. Okay, good. It corroborates what we're saying.
Okay, Vigil made the Gnami, Tanai Shevinozir, Hechi Havitana. Yeah, Ray, called Tanai Shevinozir, Hechi Havitana. Yeah, Ray, called Tanai Shevinozir, Hechi Havitana. Right?
Yeah.
So it can't be a Deshliach.
Can't become a Nazir
of Israel. Right. And that's a rule, and tonight. I'm going
to go to
Ruben. Okay. You're going to meet him tonight. I'm going to go to Ruben. Honey, I'm going to go to Ruben. 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 I'm going to go to He'll go after my coffee, Lobinon. Hashanicha, the Kashalan, Lael, Nachon Uza.
A what?
So if it's a Tanai between people.
Oh, I see. So the Kasha, what do you mean the Kasha we hear from Nazir?
Right. The best based on you. And then you'll say it's Tanai right. Really works. You don't have to say that idea that he thinks that it's a Lavis of Zara. Whatever. He's
just saying Olavain Asmo.
Right.
I thought he was talking about the first case in Nazir.
Oh. Really?
Once you say that.
So that the Tanai works. What is the other
one? How do we know in such an institution as Tanai Asma?
Oh.
It doesn't exist, but God wants it. This is not a question.
What he's saying is that from Bnei Gadim, Bnei Reuven, he learned that you can suspend the chalos. Okay? But then there's a concept of a formal tanai. And a formal tanai is only necessary bein adam lachavero, where the gemiras das of the tanai has to be spelled out, because it involves two parties. So then you need tanai kafu, you need all the other requirements. In other words, the other requirements are not requirements to suspend the chalos. They're requirements in the din of Benor Machavero. That's basically what he's saying. That there's a formal tanai, and the formal tanai is based upon the expression of the name Bein Adam Lachavero. Okay? And there you have all those conditions. But in simple suspension of chalos, that would learn out from Bnei Gadol Bnei Reuven. That's what he's saying. So that would answer your question too. But how exactly it works, I mean, maybe we could go further. I think about it for a minute. I'm just drawing the lines. That's what he's saying. In other words, he's saying there's two dinim in tonight. One din in Tanai that I learned out from Bnei Gadol Bnei Reuven is suspension of chalos. And that I know even Beino Levein Atzmo. But then there's a second din in a formality of a Tanai that exists between two people in Kenyan. And there you need the formal requirements of a Tanai. Tanai Kafu, Tanai Kavim Ramaisa, all the requirements. Nasazai Veshliach. Those are only requirements that have to do with a Tanai that's Chal Ben Ol Machavera. In other words, where it's a transactional Tanai. A transactional Tanai requires a certain formality. But the concept that you can suspend the chalos, that doesn't require a formality.
But don't you need the lima for that?
You have the lima. The lima from Bnei Gadol Bnei Reuven is that you can suspend the chalos. But it tells you, in addition, that when it's made on a machaveo, it's transactional, it has certain requirements. So when it comes to Bein Ol Levein Atzmo, I drop the requirements. And I just employ the basic halacha. That's what he's saying.
He's splitting the lima of Bnei Gadol Bnei Reuven.
What's that?
He's splitting it into two parts.
Right. He's splitting it into two parts. He's saying there are two types of tnayim. A transactional tnay and a personal tnay. From Bnei Gadol Bnei Reuven, I learned out that you can suspend the halos. But the particulars of a transactional tanai, which that was, only applies to a transactional tanai. Doesn't apply to a personal tanai. That's what he's saying. Toisna. Over there, it's not mitai toisna. He has to deal with the with the transaction and with the other party.
Right.
He's saying Masna Masha Kosubatora is a different type of aloha. That's a psul in the Etzamatanai.
Right.
But that's not a formal requirement. That's not a lack of a formal requirement.
Right.
So when it comes to a formal requirement, so there I say that you need all those conditions. But when it comes to Masna Mashkos Vatora, that lacks in the very tonight. So therefore, that's going to apply by Nazir too.
Right.
In other words, that's an illegitimate Tanai per se. If it's not Tanai Kofu, it's not illegitimate, it simply doesn't comply with the requirements. So he's differentiating between the stipulations of Tanai and between the essence of Tanai. The essence of Tanai I derived from B'nai Gad, B'nai Reuven, and it works even by himself. And there, it can't be Masna Mashkos of the Torah. That's the way it breaks down into two components.
Right, or whether you hold it, it's all of the...
Okay, V'achirim Omrim. Right?
Yeah.
Nazir nami mishkachas le'al yidei shliach. She'omer adam l'chaveiro hareini nazir al daitcha. V'chol zman she'tirtze tadireini v'nazir. Right. Puts it in his hand.
In other words, he's being told as Naziris on somebody else.
Right, the shliach is...
Shliach.
It's not good because the guy is a shotach. It's different, right? The guy can't control himself.
Well, you put
like
on somebody...
I
understand this, sir. It's because the guy is not really a shliach.
Right. Right.
It's a Tanai in his Kabbalah. That my Kabbalah's Naziris is dependent on Yadas. But he's not making him, he's not giving him a Din Shaliach. He's not saying, Areini Osos Chos Shaliach, the Kabbalah Nazirusi.
But he's suspended the most, right? Whenever you want, he can be a Nazir for me.
Right, go ahead, Ed. Be my guest. I don't think that's what he's saying. That's what, I don't understand this part.
Right, but it's hard to, right, doesn't it depend on what's the...
In Nazir. Now, what's the, no, will we, not Nazir, will we learn it in...
Sivus?
In,
the last one, huh?
Not in Sivus,
Nazir, maybe the Grizz was in Nazir, is that what you're talking?
Just a second. The one that the Grizz quotes, Daf Yud Aleph and Nazir. That, I think, case over there is... Oh, yeah, Tesis. And tell me, you want to take a look at it if you want to find out, that's if you want to find out what Shliach. I think Tesis, what's the story of Shliach?
Really?
Doesn't he?
I don't know. I didn't read the whole Tesis, but I didn't see it. I'll grab another.
Here, maybe it's too far off. Maybe we should look.
Chayla and Aziris. Chol mili v'chem amanas matel tanai al mashkas v'toro batel tanai. Yom Tomar, Tepek Leiden Aziris, Iyav Shalakayim Ayde Shliach, Delmar Behamad Yadvina Tanai Dumi Dvina Gavnei Ruvain Shneskayim Hamais Ayde Yeshua, Shahaya Shliach Moshe, Vehosam Hani Tanol Levat El Maisa, Vila Balma. Right, so you say...
Yes, what the time is there?
Yishomar...
It's a machlokis, isn't it, Rabbi, whether you have that requirement or not?
I'm not in the figure.
Yeah, the Ricky Vegas said it.
The Rambam doesn't have that.
It's a machlokis. Is the question for the Svar on that, or he doesn't?
I don't see it in that, though, Svus.
Okay, so forget it. Let's let it go.
What is it?
But that's my question is, it's not a shliach. But you're right, I mean, we have to go into what the reason is, but... Let's let it go. Next case. It's too far afield.
Yeah, okay. Alrighty.
This is a job.
Let's get to the Ramban's answer.
Are you really narrow?
Yep.
Okay. Linear time of the Chol Masna Amashkos of the Torah the Tano Bato Mishum the Kol Tanai the Ka'akar Lei Lemaisa. Lav Tanahu. Shekivan Shalma Manas Shein Lacha Alai Ariad Mikudeshasli Chalua Kedushin. Shematzo makom lachol. Shaharei afshar l'hiskayim ha-tanai. Shelo yitain la sherek sosvona. Bekivan shechalu lo chalu l'chatzayim. Shein yishas l'chatzayim.
Sounds like
check of
a reason.
Right. Well, Shalon Kedushin Batalon. Tim Doctic, Bemidos Chacham, and Tim Satam Zanachon. Is this part of it? Although Shperk Shin Zir's Mashma, the Bechutz Tano Kaim, and Blush and Almanaz Dapka Tano Bato.
Yeah, what's the Sora? He says that what? That he could be Mekayim this night. There's Makam Lachol. But he can't be Mekayim this night.
Right.
He? But that's not being Mekayim this night. And one thing it says, and he's just going over the other pshat, the way we're learning, not his pshat. But one thing nice is, he explains a little better why Ona doesn't work. Because it's Ikashon Nisuan. And the only machlokus is whether the Chiyuve Mamon, he could be Mocho, because the Torah only wants him to be Chayav Mertono, or Reb Meir, Lafkon Kamine Shelo Yischayav Lo, that he could always say that he can't, that she has a right to be Mochel later, but she can't take out the chiyuv. He doesn't explain it further than that. But let's get back to his show. That's the last show we have to explain in the Ramban. What is his show? I mean, from all this, maybe we could deduce what he's saying. Then the chalos. But if it's the Iker Kedushin, like he says in the end, why by Ona can't you say it? Because Shehein Iker Kedushin, Hegehein Iker Nisun Shel Torah. So that's going to knock out the whole essence of Nisun. So you can't have a tonight like that. This is, judging from reading what we read through the whole paragraph here, which I think is important, that he's alluding to the case where she's mochel. And mechila will work. So he's saying like this, that when the guy says, Amenas Shein Mochalai Shirksus Fa'ona, he's really concerned with delivering the Shirksus Fa'ona. Okay. And it's possible that he won't have to. Because she could be mo. He could say, I don't want to do it after he gets married. And she could be mochel. So in practicality, his tanai can be fulfilled. And his smichas das is good. So since his smichas das is good, so the kedushin is chal. And once it's chal, malach atzayin. You hear that? In other words, saying is, it's a pretty ingenious answer. He's saying that a person thinks in practical terms. So when he says, Amen Hashem Lachawai Shekhsus Fa'ona, he really means he doesn't want to be responsible for Shekhsus Fa'ona. And Shekhsus Fa'ona, it's possible he'll get away with. Because later, he won't do it and she'll be mocho. She has the right to mocho later.
Even Ona?
If he wants to give her a particular kiss, she'll say, I'm mocho.
What about Ona?
And Ona too, she could be mocho.
What about, we said about that tischiv?
But she could be mocho. A guy could ask his wife and say that, I can't do Ona tonight, could you be mocho me?
Ah, but you can't just be mochel forever, can't you?
She can't mochel forever.
She cannot?
No.
Right. See?
Because it's a schaivus. But a particular day of honor, she can be mochel.
Okay. See? Okay.
So therefore, in terms of his smichas das is in the practical. And therefore, you can't say that where's the smichas das. But now that he has smichas das and the kinyan is chal, it can't be chal achatzayin and all the chiyuvim are going to fall into place. And that's why I think he says then to dante the midas chachamim Timtza Tamzen Nachon. I think what he means is that the Midas Chachamim is that they always assume that the Am Haaretz is speaking in practical terms. I think that's what he means. Of course, that's why they make all these gzeiros, because people don't think in technical terms. So a guy's going to mix up Basar B'Chalav because he's going to think that if he can do this, he can do that. So, therefore, the Chachamim always look at the Am Haaretz, at the Hamon Am, in terms of practical. So, over here, all he's thinking is in terms of practical. And in terms of practical, he can get around it. So, he has a Gemiras Das. So, the Gemiras Das is enough to make it be chal. But once it's chal, it's not chal achatzayim.
How do you explain the ona point, Rabbi? Because if he's really thinking that, I don't want to ever be chayv in ona, so that's not practically possible.
Yeah. But it's possible that he's saying to her that I want you to be mocho ona. In other words, he doesn't want to have to do it because of her demand.
But she can't be mocho that.
She can mocho later.
On any particular...
any particular case.
Right.
So it's possible that his nai will be fulfilled.
I mean, he's not saying he never wants to have beer. He's just saying he doesn't want to be beholden to her demand. But whenever she makes a
decision, he
can always say, Mimochel, and if she could agree.
Yeah, she ain't Lachalai. That's the Ramban's innovation.
I mean, it's not a categorical exclusion. It's simply.
Pretty unexpected, huh?
So,
but it's not circular, right?
No, it would help if he said the
because she can go to Basin and enforce it.
Right. Right, he should have said that in Machla or something. That would
He should have mentioned that, but he does go into that a little later.
Right, I understand.
That's why I say you got to read the whole Ramban there.
Right.
Otherwise, you start.
Right. If the Ramban was always very clear about what he meant, I would say it's a kasha that he didn't say it there.
I used to say the Ramban is a hard lesson.
Yeah. Right. I kind of could hear.
The last part, for chivin shechol lo chol lo chatzon, shein ishes lo chatzon. That's what he's explaining. That chol tnei de karkel el amaisa laft no.
Tonight doesn't work, but now the question is, yeah. Why is it Gmir's Das? So then he's explaining further why there's Gmir's Das.
That's right. Now he goes back to the beginning of the story. Shekivin Sha'amal Menas, Cholo Akadush. But, however, Kivin Shecholo Lo Cholo Lachatzoyin. Shein Ishis Lachatzoyin. So he's explaining the second part first.
Because here it's on his kind, but it's chal anyways because that's his das.
That's right.
What were you saying?
She's going to go with her niceness. Tanai is his das chalos is in terms of the practical. As long as you can work out in the practical, so he has das in the Kedushin's chal. However, the Kedushin can't be chal lachatzonin.
Can't be in a chalai in the way he exactly meant it to be. But he didn't care.
Right.
About it. It can't be in the full way. In the full way would be that it really be that tonight would work. But that doesn't work, but it still could be accomplished through Ramban.
Right.
So you mean basically the tonight halachically is batal. The Kedushin is chal, and they have like a personal agreement between them that she's not going to be tovei any of these things.
That's right.
And if she breaks that, then it's just a personal thing. It's not a halachic. She's not halachically bound to it, but like she gave her word, and that's what he really. That's what he means.
That's what he's going by.
Right. He doesn't even know there's such a thing as tonight.
That's
not going to be a
about son, right?
No.
Isn't that the answer that to learn it that you're
going to... That's not possible.
So why by Nazir is this possible?
Why by Nazir is this possible?
Yeah, because it's not Efshar to have a Nazir where you don't drink wine or you're allowed to drink wine.
Right. Questions? That question...
I think what he means is that it's a balabas's mentality. So he thinks, in practical terms, that he's not going to do it. So therefore, by Nazir also, what he's saying is, in practical terms, I'm not going to do this.
But he's saying, I'm going to drink wine, I'm going to be with time.
Yeah, right.
That's the way I am.
He doesn't know the halacha. Right. But he's thinking in practical terms. I'm not going to drink, I'm going to drink wine, rather.
But that's not possible.
It's possible.
It's possible?
That he could drink wine when he's a nazir, who's going to stop him? It's even easier.
I mean, here he has to get her to go along with it.
Yeah.
He doesn't really. He does not give it to her. No.
Wait. So then, isn't everything possible?
Well, he's saying that the Amaris just thinks in practical terms, not in halachic terms. So as long as it's possible for him to pull off what he wants, so he has Gemiris Das.
Right, but what's he saying? He's saying, I'm making myself a Nazir, which is going to have the Isser of Shtiyas Yayin, but I'm going to drink wine anyway?
That's
right. I'll do the other things.
I mean, he's doing like a half Naziris. That's his idea.
That's his idea.
So he's saying, I'm an Nazir that I could do it halfway. And he could do it halfway. He's not Ryan, but he could. So what's the Al-Manas?
I don't get it.
Well, Al-Manas, whatever. On the condition that this is what I'm doing.
It's only between two parties.
Right, by the Isha.
Because there's a Tom Nosing.
Right.
So he holds from that. So that takes care of Nosir.
Right, that means Vashta Nichad the Kasha Nalel. That's what it means. That answers that Kasha.
That's what
he's
referring to.
He's still going
to
have the problem of Vaikadushin, though.
Right.
So and then he's answering this, as I answer the Knushin problem.
Right.
It could very well be.
Right. That's why he said, Hilgarath and I call for Lobina. He's bringing that in, because that's...
That's right.
What else, what's he referring to? What else is he referring to besides that question, right?
Which question?
The original question of the...
This is the Perichin of the Naziris Mashma, the Bechutz Tanar Kayam, the Rosh Almanaz Dafka Tanar Babu.
Why is he bringing that in?
Why is he bringing that in?
What's that even meaning?
Yeah,
I think what he wants to show is that the halachas are complicated.
It depends how he words it, means what he means by a Tanai. Like, different ways of phrasing a Tanai gives a different indication of what he really means.
Right.